Governor Cuomo's administration wants to use money from a revolving loan fund designed to help local governments keep their sewer and water treatment systems up to date and their drinking water clean to instead help pay for the massive Tappan Zee Bridge replacement project. The deal to use the money for the bridge that spans the Hudson River between Rockland and Westchester counties needs the approval of a state board. It's controlled jointly by Governor Cuomo and the legislature. Peter Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates, along with several other environmental groups, says the use of the clean water money to build a bridge is inappropriate. He urges the board to vote no at its next meeting when the bridge loan will be considered.
We're calling on that body to refuse to move forward with the state's plan. We want them to reject what the Cuomo administration would like to do in terms of raiding these clean water funds for use of a bridge.
The groups estimate only $3.5 million of the $511 million loan requested would actually go to preserving clean water. And they say some of that money would be used to offset damage to water purity caused by building the bridge in the first place. Laura Height is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
This doesn't pass the laugh test. Everybody who looks at this realizes that this is a money grab. It's a raid on an important environmental program.
They say local governments in New York badly need the money to keep their drinking water clean, including Long Island water treatment plants damaged after Hurricane Sandy. The environmental groups also complain that little has been released about the overall financing plan for the bridge. They say they asked for information, including the State Thruway Authority's application for the loan, but have received nothing. Iwanowitz with Environmental Advocates says the request for money came after a deadline set by Cuomo's environmental agency had already passed and was instead announced in an obscure state publication just a little over a month before the scheduled meeting of the State Oversight Board.
The secrecy has gone on long enough. Governor Cuomo should immediately tell the public how he plans to pay for this bridge and prove that his administration followed state law by producing the formal application and all relevant financial data concerning the clean water raid.
The representative for the Senate Republicans on the three-member board, known as the Public Authorities Control Board, has expressed doubts about using the loan, and Senator John DeFrancisco has said he wants to see the details of the financing plan before he votes. He would not rule out a no vote. The federal government oversees the Clean Water Revolving Loan, and the Environmental Protection Agency has also raised questions about the appropriateness of the deal. Meanwhile, the Republican candidate for governor, Rob Astorino, who's also the Westchester County executive, says the state should instead use part of a recently announced multi-billion-dollar settlement with a French bank to help pay for the bridge. Iwanowitz says that's worth a look.
If it ameliorates a raid on clean water funds and ensures that $500 million could be then repurposed and used to clean up waterways elsewhere in New York State, that's a great discussion to have.
In the past, Cuomo administration officials have accused opponents of the bridge's financing efforts of wanting higher tolls. The topic of tolls for the new bridge has been a sensitive one ever since a top aide to Cuomo said nearly 2 years ago that the tolls could be $14 once the new bridge is finished. The current cost is less than $5. After that, the governor said that figure was too high, and he said he'd appoint a tolls and financing task force for the new bridge, but he has not yet form that panel. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.